RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, you've heard people say, oh, I have to go have cataract surgery. It's one of the most common treatments for cataracts is that surgery. And it's one of the most common procedures in the U.S. with more than 3 million surgeries done each year. But what is it? What's involved? It's scary. You think about it because it's the eyes. And how do you know when you really have to go in for cataract surgery? My guest today is Dr. William Socia. He's an ophthalmologist and a graduate of West Point and a decorated Army officer. Welcome to the show, sir. So cataracts, what are they? And when do you know if you need surgery?
Well, great question. First of all, I'd like to thank you very much for having me. It's I love education. I'd say it's, you know, besides actually doing the surgery itself, I'd love to educate the folks and other doctors as well. Bottom line, what a cataract is, simply put, is your natural lens that you're born with. If you can imagine a little miniature baby contact lens inside your eye, that's how it is at birth. It's crystal clear, it's super small and super thin. Over the years, that lens gradually thickens and starts to become a little more stiff. It's probably first noticed for most people as they hit into the 40s, 45, 50, where people tend to start pushing things away to read. That has to do with the lens inside the eye stiffening, getting a little bit harder. Usually, as you add on about 5 years, 10 years to that, that lens continues to thicken, and it also starts to discolor. That is what a cataract is, simply put. The second part of your question as to, okay, well, great, I have this thing called a cataract. When do I do something about it? Even a simpler answer, when you say so. And what I always tell folks is this. I go, when the things you like to do or need to do are being impaired by your vision, and then, of course, you come in to see me or whoever your eye doctor is, and he says, yep, it's your cataract, and, oh, by the way, I can't make your vision any better simply by changing your prescription or your contacts or your glasses, et cetera. You know, that's when it's time for cataract surgery. So it's going to differ from one person to another based on the type of their cataract, as well as their activities. Very active people tend to be people that oftentimes have the surgery sooner than later.
A common question that I hear, Doc, all the time is, if I wear glasses, does that make my eyes weaker and then I'll have to have a surgery like this sooner? Or if I keep going up in my prescriptions, does that mean that my eyes will get weaker from these glasses? And if I put off wearing glasses, my eyes will have to be like a muscle and stay stronger. Is that true?
There really is no good data. I mean, thousands and thousands of studies have been done on that. And there are still some very small school of folks who do believe that in terms of the eye doctors themselves. But for the most part, I mean, it's a process. Wearing your glasses, looking at the computer a lot, those sorts of things are not going to increase cataract formation. I mean, really, if you consider a cataract as a part of the aging process and you compare it to other things that occur in your body, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, those types of things. I mean, it's all due to inflammation. So I always tell people that the best thing you could do is the same things you do for your overall health, not to smoke, to eat well, to make sure you're getting your checkups, you're exercising, those sorts of things.
So tell us about the difference between the way cataract surgery used to be done and the laser surgeries today. Are they still doing it other ways? Is it mostly done by laser? And what's the recovery like? Are we going to have itchy eyes? Is there a big risk to it?
Great question. I mean, you know, if you really look back 50 years, you know, or so, you're talking about a procedure that you were admitted to the hospital, you were there for a week, you had sandbags around your head, you had these very large incisions on the eye, it would often require numerous stitches, and your recovery involved, when we talk about recovery, there's a couple different levels, you know, getting up and moving and doing your activities and those sorts of things, and then, of course, recovery from the standpoint of seeing very well often took months. Because you had to have those stitches removed, and you have to have these big glasses prescribed, and then you finally would start seeing better. Compare and contrast to modern-day cataract surgery, even, you know, prior to our laser, which I'll discuss, you know, our sort of our gold standard over the last number of years has been ultrasonic technology, which is still utilized in cataract surgery. Even when we're using laser cataract surgery, we still incorporate some ultrasonic energy. But the bottom line is these technologies with ultrasound and now with laser involve tiny incisions. And what is tiny? Less than 3 millimeters, 2 millimeters, sometimes less than 1 millimeter, whereby those incisions don't need any stitches. They self-seal at the end of the surgery. And again, a surgery that took maybe an hour and a half is now a procedure that typically takes 5 minutes. And the recovery, you know, we basically tell people in the first 24 hours to be very careful about not rubbing their eye, you know, maybe avoid lifting really heavy things, not dunking their head under a swimming pool. But most of the time, they're back at work the next day. You know, so tremendous differences.
Tell us about the cataract surgery itself. Is that cataract coming back? Is this something that needs to be done again?
Great question again. And the answer is no, it never has to be done again. Basically, when a cataract's being removed, your natural lens is being removed. And synonymous with cataract surgery is lens implant surgery. So when we're removing the cataract, we're replacing it with a clear implant. And now our technologies have gotten so good and our technique's so good that not only are we helping people by removing those cataracts that will never come back, we're giving them an implant that has a measured prescribed power specific to them, meaning that not only do we have the ability to make them see better, as I said, but also have them see better without glasses. In fact, you know, the latest and greatest lens implant, the Tecnis Multifocal by Abbott, you know, particularly with the low ads that were just recently approved, gives us an amazingly full range of vision. You know, not only can we see well without our glasses across the street and watching the television, but we can also see computers and read, doing all these things without glasses.
I'm glad you brought up computers because, first of all, you talked about playing the trombone, that movement that we all do where you take the book closer, further, you know, you're never really quite sure where to put it. And so it's like, okay, now I can see that. Wait, I got to put on my reading glasses. But now with the advent of screens all day, Dr. Socia, we're looking at screens. Is that affecting our eyes in a different way than you docs have ever seen? Is it different than our nearsightedness or farsightedness? What is that?
I think, you know, the strain that people talk about just more has to do with stress. They're on that computer 12, 15 hours a day. You know, the fluorescent lights are banging around. Everything else is going on as well. So, I mean, bottom line, it probably doesn't contribute to overall feeling good and probably contributes to some of this quote-unquote eye strain. As far as making your eyes worse in some unhealthy way, like creating other problems in the back of your eye and your retina, or in terms of enhancing a cataract or something like that, I don't see that as a problem.
So this decision to have the cataracts removed is really based on you as an individual. We have about a minute and a little bit left. So give your best advice for people with their vision and cataracts and how to make that decision if there's somebody who's really scared.
Simply put, I pretty much would advise everybody as they start having problems with their reading glasses in their 40s, et cetera, you know, getting an eye exam. And if everything is perfect and there's no family history, your doctor oftentimes will tell you, you know, a couple of years, a year, whatever. They'll prescribe to you how often to be seen. With respect to the cataract, once your vision is starting to be affected and it can't be improved and you're not happy with it, that's the time you should have the cataract surgery, simply put. And as a caveat to that, I would tell people that once they know they have a cataract and it's affecting them, meaning bothering them and creating a problem in their normal activities and the things they like to do as well, you know, it makes sense to have the surgery done sooner than later. It used to be the old philosophy, hey, let's wait until this cataract is so bad. And actually, the philosophy is different. The recovery is quicker. The surgery is safer, you know, by having it done sooner than later. So again, it's sort of a little bit of a almost sounds a little contrary, but it's really not. Don't do the surgery until you're bothered by it. But when you are bothered by it, it makes sense to have it done sooner than later.
And it might not be as scary as you just might think that it is. And you can see more about Dr. Socia at centerforsight.net. That's centerforsight.net. And time to get that eye exam. I need to get mine, and I keep putting it off. And even though I do all these shows, I know better. So go out and get your annual eye exam. It's really, really important because, gosh, our eyes are so, so precious. If you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at RadioMD.com and share these shows with your friend. That was a great segment. And we learned from an ophthalmologist who also went to West Point and a decorated Army officer how important these eye exams are. This is Melanie Cole. Share these shows. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.